It has been almost 3 full days now since those strong winds first started blowing through. APCO spokesperson Teresa Hamilton Hall says because they stayed with us for the better part of 24 hours, there are many places where crews really couldn't begin repairs for a full day.
Whenever you have winds that are in excess of 30 miles per hour, our folks are not able to work from buckets or to safely scale a power pole to put wire back up.
The vast majority of impacted customers has its power back. And Hall says for most of those still waiting, it's normally the result of hard-to-reach places or unusual circumstances.
Maybe you may have several power poles that are down in a row, and that takes time to get those folks back on.
Hall says about 2,300 employees and contractors from 6 states are working to fully restore APCO service. Evan Jones, WFIR News.